The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Tonight's program is Why Seek Relationship, the video track. Overview. This broadcast shares the script of the video Why Seek Relationship with the Almighty Creator, which can be found on the web page at the top of the menu on the website. It is on YouTube, and it's a really, really important message. So I'm broadcasting it today and next week. But if you find the message interesting, I would suggest that you go to the website, and it's in capital letters at the top of the menu. So in terms of the overview, we look at the correct names, Yah and Yeshua. The full broadcast is summarized. I present my story. We discuss the proof that the Creator exists. We ask why we are here and what went wrong. We look at the demographics of the spirit realm on Earth today. We talk about the global hydraulic and tectonic event known as the flood. We look at the goal, a deep personal relationship with the Creator, and we note that this is the way to world peace. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. Introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 20 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, and also YouTube videos. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. For more information, that's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, one word. Questions from last week's program. Why did they teach other names? Bonnie asks. Bonnie, at the time that the English translations of the Bible were prepared, there was a huge amount of persecution. And those were the names that were being commonly used. And it was just less high risk to use those names, and those names have carried on because nobody was actually teaching that they were wrong, and people didn't understand what we know today. Number two, does He hold things against us if we mess up along the way? Everything that you do is recorded in a book by your guardian messenger, guardian angel. And so the things that you do wrong, you can repent of, but the consequences live on. So if you do things that are wrong, they will be counted against you at some level. At the same time, if you repent and get back on track, you are forgiven, and it's not an ongoing thing. Jean asked, why did He want to do that? I'm not quite sure what Jean is referring to there. Jean, if you want to drop me an email or put more detail in the questions today, I'll answer that. Francis asked, how would believers know what to ask for? Francis, it's really a question of just asking questions. If there's something that doesn't make sense to you, simply ask. That's how I've learned. I've always been quite good at asking questions. And when I came to deep commitment to Father, I took a Bible and I said, these people tell me this is your word. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I choose to believe it's your word, and I'm asking you to answer all my questions. So I would read a passage in the Bible and something wouldn't make sense, so I'd ask a question, and eventually I'd get an answer to that question, maybe within immediately, or sometimes He had to send me halfway around the world to get an answer to a question. And I would walk into a shop and buy a book and open the book, and there would be the answer to a question I'd asked 6 or 12 months previously. If you come to Him humbly and ask questions, He will answer you. Kyle asked, what caused Satan to fall? Kyle, pride, rebellion. Father says it was a manufacturing defect. Angels, messengers weren't supposed to be capable of that. Something didn't work out quite the way Father intended it. Larry asks, is Satan not in hell? No, Satan's not in hell, never has been in hell, never will be in hell. Hell is distinct. It is for the punishment of believers who sin. The lake of fire and brimstone is the incinerator of heaven. That's where Satan will end up if he's defeated at the end of this millennium. Question number seven, how can we get in better grace with Him? That's what this whole range of programs is about. Do the things that you find to do. Deal with your sin. Come into right standing. Particularly apply the document, seven components, and drawing close. Leslie asked, Are you some sort of crusader for the Father? I guess you could say that, Leslie. That's my passion. That's what I'm here for, is to teach others that they can come to a close relationship with Father. Question number 9, how would we know what our status is with Him? If you start getting reasonably close to Him so that you can hear Him, you'll hear what your status is. If you're not close to Him and you can't hear Him, well, your status is not where you want to be. He's not going to tell you if you're sort of 10 million away from Him, that you're 10 million away from Him, because you won't be able to hear Him, because if you could hear Him, you wouldn't be 10 million away from Him. At what level of effort is noticed if we're working on things? Anything that you do that is positive or negative is recorded, and anything you do that's valuable to the Almighty, He is very grateful for. Mari asks, do you give counsel? Mari, certainly. Drop me an email, james@endtimeissueministries.org, and I'll do all I can to help you. Happy to get on Zoom, get on a telephone call, get on Skype to help you. I just want to stress that, folks, my passion, my focus in life is to help people to get close to Father. So if you decide to get close to Father and you get in touch with me, I will do everything that I possibly can to help you in your journey. I'll give you advice. I'll pray for you. I'll answer your questions. My goal, however, will be to act as a signpost to get you to a place where you are closer to Him than I am, to get you further up the mountain than I am. And just to recap something that came out last week, the mountain is climbing to get close to Father. There is no mountain. It's a metaphor. Father is the top of the mountain. Everything about the mountain is about getting close to Father. When you get to the top of the mountain, then you are really, really tight close to Father. That's what it's about. So let's move on to the Why Seek Relationship video track, and I'm going to read it for the sake of accuracy. I've been walking with the Almighty Creator for 27 years. I'm not a salesperson by nature, and I've found it very difficult over the years to share my living experience of the Creator in a way that enables other people to make a quality decision with regard to their relationship with the Creator. So eventually, a few weeks ago, I sat down and wrote down a point-by-point discussion of the information that I think is important for one to decide whether one is going to seek a relationship with the Almighty or not. At the end of the day, it's your free choice as to what you do. As you will hear, I believe that there are some really, really good reasons why you should go the route that I'm advocating, plus minus. But I'm going to do my best now to present to you in a structured fashion why I recommend that you should not only believe in the Almighty Creator, but you should seek a deep personal relationship with Him. So my broadcast today is Why Seek Relationship with the Almighty Creator of the Heavens and the Earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Folks, if you find this message challenging, interesting, I'd encourage you to go to the website. Right at the top of the menu in capital letters, it refers to the video. Click on that, click on the YouTube link and watch the whole video. It's about 55 minutes. There's quite a lot of images and graphics, which obviously I can't portray on this broadcast. So I would encourage you to go for it. I'm presenting this through my ministry, End Time Issue Ministries, which I started in 2000. I hope that you will find this broadcast thought-provoking and challenging. And I hope at the end of it that you will find yourself in a position to say, right, I get what James is saying, I choose to believe. And make that decision and pray the recommended prayers. There's a huge amount on my website to help you with this. I would welcome your email to james@endtimeissueministries.org to say, please can you help me? I've made a decision, or to ask for clarification or elaboration. So let me go into this. To make sure I do not miss any key points, I've written down my thoughts and I'll read them to you for clarity. By all means, after this, drop me a line. I'd be delighted to help you. In summary, this message applies whether you're a Christian, Muslim, Jewish, yoga, Hindu, etc. This message is independent of your religion. It is for all human beings. If you're unsure of what will happen when you die, this message is for you. If you're concerned about the state of the world and the way things are going today, this message is for you. Note that the Almighty has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" I've spent the last 27 years developing a deep relationship with the Almighty Creator and learning about Him and His ways. I therefore deliver what is presented here with some claim to authority. The Creator's name is Yah. The name of the Almighty Creator is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. In Hebrew, this transliterates as Yahweh or Yahweh. That's Y-A-H-O-O-E-H or Y-A-H-W-E-H. The commonly used names, the Lord, meaning Baal, and God, are satanic pagan names and should never be used to refer to the Almighty Creator. Both are insults. See, not Lord. And Creator's name, Yah, Eternally Self-Existing, on the website. Yeshua, not Jesus, the correct name of the man commonly called Yeshua, commonly called Jesus, is Yahushua. That's Y-A-H-O-O-S-H-U-A. Jesus is a pagan, that is satanic name, and should never be used. It is an insult. See Yeshua, not Jesus, on the website. In summary, it is suggested that the engineering nature of creation and sexual reproduction both evidence the existence of the Creator, and it is suggested that it is unwise to discount His existence. Folks, the term the Lord, capital T-H-E, capital, all capitals, L-O-R-D, in the Bible occurs over 7,000 times. That is a wrong translation of the Hebrew phrase Yahweh or Yahweh, just different ways of transliterating the same Hebrew four characters, which in fact is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. So it's really important to understand that the whole Bible refers to Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, not the Lord. And then there's confusion because people call Yeshua Lord, and then people think that the Lord in the Old Testament is the same as the Lord in the New Testament being Yeshua, Jesus. And then you get confusion that people think that Jesus is God. And it's actually quite a huge mess. So it's really important to learn the true names and use them. It is asserted that we exist for only one reason, that is to be friends and companions to the Creator and to represent Him on earth, and that if you do not seek that as the outcome of your life, you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. The contest between the Creator and Satan is outlined, and it is explained that this is the reason why the world is such a mess. It is further stated that unless you have a relationship with the Creator, that you are by default a servant of Satan, no matter how good you are. It is reiterated that the goal for life on earth is to be a friend of the Creator and sit on a high throne with Him for eternity. Various ranks are outlined. It is stressed that we should seek a close relationship with the Creator in order to qualify for a great reward. You should also seek a deep relationship if you desire to do something about the state of the world today. It is noted that if you die as a believer with unrepented sin, that you will pay the price in terrible torment in hell before you are admitted to heaven. It is then noted that if you've believed, but then lived as though the Creator does not exist, that you will end up in the outer darkness in heaven, a cold, dark place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for eternity, the trash heap of heaven. Not a good place to end up. The prayer of repentance is given. It is further noted that if you die as an unbeliever, there will be nowhere for your spirit to go, and it will remain on earth in your coffin, in the crematorium oven, on a friend or family member, or recruited into the demonic army. None of these are desirable. A prayer of repentance and commitment to belief is given. Folks, these are such important things to understand. The ranks in service of the Almighty on earth are presented, and it is stated that the rank held at death will pertain for eternity. The ranks are presented in the context of a metaphor of climbing a mountain to get close to the Almighty. It is noted that it is possible to be filled with the Spirit of the Almighty and become an anointed one, and that this is highly desirable. A prayer for infilling is given. In closing, it is stated that you have a choice, and the outcome is entirely up to you. You are encouraged to seek a deep personal relationship with the Almighty and represent Him on earth, and it is noted that there are a large number of articles on the End Time Issue Ministries website to help you. In conclusion, a suggested prayer is offered. Preface. This message applies whether you are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, yoga, Hindu, etc., etc. This message is independent of your religion. It is for all human beings. If you are wondering where you will end up when you die, this message is for you. If you are wondering why the world is such a mess and how to change that, then this message is for you. Reiterate what I said a few minutes ago about the mountain. The mountain is a metaphor for what's required to get close to the Almighty. So if you look at the image that's on the relationship with creatorradio.com webpage, or the image of the books, if you look on the website, the cover of the books, you will see the rugged mountain. That's about the challenges of getting close to the Almighty. That's what the mountain is. It's not anything else. My story. I grew up in a Christian home. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and became somewhat involved in church activities in my teens. At the age of 19, I became a server or altar boy and served for several years. I married an unbeliever, became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the church, and backslid to the point that I entered into an intense adulterous relationship. When this adulterous relationship was exposed and I lost my mistress, I was desperate and suicidal and spent the night in a hotel trying to figure out how to reliably kill myself. At about 0700 on the morning of Friday, 12th March 1993, the Almighty spoke to me audibly in a locked room, such that I instantly knew it was Him, and that He was real, and that I had taken a massive wrong turning. He directed me to a business associate who shared his living relationship with the Almighty and led me back to the Almighty. Having realized that had I died at that point, I would have been headed for hell with no off-ramp, I repented and turned energetically and determinedly to seeking to know Him who had spoken to me. I think it's useful to note that because He spoke to me audibly, as clearly as you can hear me now, that morning, it never entered my head that He would not want me to be able to hear Him. And so from the very beginning, I started to hear Him, most of the time not very clearly, because He didn't speak to me audibly like that, except on one further occasion. Generally, He spoke to me, as He speaks to pretty much everybody, with His still, small voice, His quiet voice, which, if you're not careful, you think is are your own thoughts. But it never occurred to me that He didn't want to speak to me, and I would recommend that to you. He wants to speak to you. He would love to speak to you. It's up to you to get into a place where you're able to hear Him. 9 months later, after intensely seeking the Almighty and considerable prayer, worship, and study, at around 0300 on the 2nd of January 1994, the Almighty entered my bedroom with a mighty rushing, roaring wind and laid His hand on me. I woke the next morning with an anointing for healing and prophecy and started to speak on his behalf and minister to people. In the ensuing 27 years, I've drawn progressively closer to him, and he has met me supernaturally in numerous ways, so that I know with absolute certainty that he exists and he has taught me extensively. In this process, I came to understand that the Christian church, and in fact all organized religion, is in massive error, and since 2001 I have not been part of any formal religious grouping. In this period, I've spent about 7 years where I've devoted most of my time to learning about the Almighty and writing about what I've learned, such that I've written about 1,000 articles, which are nearly all published on the website. Most of this material is also published in the form of formatted PDF books on the website under the Compilation of Most Writings webpage near the bottom of the main menu. I've also been on about 7 long-term fasts comprising 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals for between 7 and 9 repetitions, seeking revelation and understanding. This is combined with taking the covenant meal, bread and wine, or communion, morning and evening. In this process, I've applied engineering, military, business, and scientific principles and disciplines to seek deep knowledge and understanding of the matters of the Almighty. I've also prayed for wisdom and understanding just about every day for much of my life. Since 2001, I've also regularly prayed prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. All of these prayers are directed at ensuring that my knowledge is accurate and complete. Accordingly, I have a high level of confidence in what is written here and much of what is on my website. In 2001, after the first program of fasts and major revelation, Father first called me friend and has done this on many occasions since then, such that I claim a special relationship with him and also claim very considerable direct revelation. In this process, I've come to deeply understand that we were created with only one objective, to become friends of the Almighty and represent him on earth. I've also learned his grief at the reality that almost no one understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship. That is the purpose of this broadcast, to make you aware that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, desires a deep personal relationship with you. No matter your race, your gender, your age, your economic position, your level of education, your religion, your denomination, etc. Folks, that is so important. The only person that's standing in the way of you having a relationship with the Almighty is you. It is entirely possible for you to be closer to him than I am, and that should be your goal. Proof the Creator exists. You may ask me how I know the Creator exists, to which my answer is that he spoke to me audibly in March 93 and has been speaking to me ever since. But I appreciate that does not really help you. So I suggest for your consideration that you take a few minutes to consider the complexity and precision of the universe, this solar system, this planet, plants and animals and human beings. If you ever designed and built anything of even the most elementary complexity, such as baking a cake or preparing a meal, let alone designing and building a large building or a motor car, you know that it takes considerable inventive and creative intellect, coupled with significant knowledge and experience, to design and build anything of material complexity that works reliably and sustainably. I call this engineering ability. I suggest for your consideration that this entire universe and everything in it cannot possibly have come into existence as a consequence of an endless sequence of random events. We can only have come into existence as a consequence of a creative genius that is way beyond anything that human beings have been able to create to date. Further, all plants and animals of all but the most elementary complexity reproduce sexually. In other words, there is a male and a female, and in many cases, an intermediate state, such as a fruit, an egg, a caterpillar, etc. There is no way that these entities can have come into existence by a random evolutionary process. Both the male and the female had to both be in existence and fully functional from day one, else the species would die out. Then look at the beauty of all that is around you and recognize the creative genius that brought this into existence. Lastly, consider DNA, the complex chemical compound that provides the logic and structure for the reproduction and duplication of all significant plants and animals. This speaks to a creative agency with a very expansive vision and a very clear idea of how his creation was to reproduce sustainably and reliably. Surely you cannot believe that this happened randomly. I submit that this is all the evidence that you need to know that the Creator is real. Note that it is my contention that the creative process took place over millions and possibly billions of years in an engineered evolutionary progression of items of increasing complexity. I also make the point that the Bible is not the Word of God, it's just a book. Arguing for creation in seven periods of 24 hours based on the Bible is completely irrational. Further, the word translated day in the Bible in Genesis is a period of time of indeterminate duration. In closing this point, if you cannot now recognize that there has to have been a creative agency, I have to make you aware that you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I suggest that believing the Creator exists is not more difficult than believing in something called nature, which is actually a surrogate for the Almighty. Either way, you believe in a miraculous entity. Where did the Creator come from? He says he is eternally self-existing, and that is good enough for me. All the evidence proves he exists. Why are we here? People ask, why are we here? The answer is simple. The Almighty, who has always existed, was lonely and wanted intelligent company. He created this entire universe and all that is in it, right down to planet Earth and humankind, for one reason only: to have friends, companions, confidants, people he could learn with, create with, who would worship him and who would act for him on Earth. People who represent him and share his love. That's the only reason you exist. And if you're not seeking to be such a friend, I have to tell you that at the end of your life, you will find that your life was a complete and utter waste of time. What went wrong? But this world is such a mess, I hear you exclaim. Yes, you are entirely correct. During the creative process, the Almighty created spirit beings, messengers, you may know them as angels, to help him with the detailed work. As a consequence of a manufacturing defect, one of the three leaders of the messengers, Hillel, became proud and started to contend with the Creator. The Creator was about to have Hillel and his followers cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, the incinerator of heaven reserved for all failed experiments, when Hillel challenged the Creator to a contest. The terms of the contest were simple. Hillel and his followers would be sent to Earth, and if he could manage affairs so that there was not a single committed believer on Earth after 7,000 years, Hillel, now called Satan, the accuser, would rule on Earth for eternity. If Hillel lost the contest, he and his followers, including the humans who followed him, would be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly destroyed. The Creator agreed, and they agreed on the rules of engagement, one of which is that neither party can communicate any new information to a human being unless that human being first asks a question which enables either Yah or Satan to impart the answer. Further, neither party can do anything on Earth except it is executed and directed by a living human being. Satan and his cohorts have ruled on Earth ever since Adam gave dominion on Earth to Satan, by disobeying the Almighty and listening to Satan and eating the fruit from the forbidden tree. Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus, regained authority at some level and delegated his authority to those who followed him and led a sinless life. However, very few believers fully understand this at a level that enables them to walk free of sin and therefore walk in this authority. You will note that I use the name Yah for the Almighty, who you may know as God or the Lord, and Yeshua for the man you may know as Jesus. This is because the common names are wrong and hurtful to the parties concerned, and give the satanic and demonic realm the right to intervene and corrupt what is happening on earth. It is so important to know that the true names are important, to know what they are and to use them. Satan is responsible for the mess, the sin, the corruption, the wars, the general evil, and has led those who follow him, virtually all human beings, into that corruption and evil. Note that if you do not believe that the Creator exists and do not have a relationship with the Creator, then you are by default a servant of Satan. Note also that this is not about being good. There are billions of good people serving Satan. Father says that over 100 billion human beings have died without knowing him up to this date. Folks, that point is so important. Satan has seduced mankind to think that if you're good, that's all that matters. It's not. It's do you have a relationship with the Almighty that's all that matters. The demographics of the spirit realm on earth today, why the world is such a mess. The image in the video and on the web page shows the distribution of the population of the earth in terms of serving Satan and serving the Almighty. About 2,700,000 people are at some level serving the Almighty and trying to draw close to him, depicted as climbing a rugged mountain. Those serving Yah are represented metaphorically as climbing a mountain to draw close to the Almighty Creator. The rank that is held by a believer at death will apply to that person for eternity. Of those, only just over 200,000 are at some material level serving the Creator directly, not just serving a church or organization. Of these, only about 5,000 are having any impact on the spiritual dispensation on the earth, and most of these are in serious error and therefore have very limited impact. Similar numbers are actively serving Satan, and the remainder of the population of the earth, of the order of 7 billion people, are not actively serving either the Creator or Satan, although by default they are servants of Satan. There's a huge opportunity for you to choose to serve the Almighty and seek to draw close to him by seeking to climb the mountain and helping others to climb the mountain. It is only people close to the top of the mountain who have the spiritual authority to pray for the situation on the earth and achieve results, and then only if they pray in line with the goals of the Almighty. So if you're somebody who prays every night, Father, please stop the wars, etc., etc., I have to tell you, you're wasting your breath. You don't have the authority. Unless you're in close relationship with Father and what you're praying is his will and you're free of sin, nothing is going to happen. It's just a waste of breath. I'm sorry. People at that level, people at the top of the mountain or close to the top of the mountain, can cause the Almighty to change governments and rulers and have dramatic impacts if they choose to make the effort to get there. If you're distressed by the situation on earth, you can help. It is available to you to do something to improve the situation by recognizing and drawing closer to the Almighty. The global hydraulic and tectonic event, also known as the flood. During my studies and my learnings, I also encountered detailed information proving that there has been a global hydraulic and tectonic event coupled to an ice comet impact that totally submerged the earth. This caused massive disruption and wiped out all land animals and all humans except a family of eight and a collection of animals that survived in a specially crafted survival vessel that has been found. Understanding this event radically changes one's perspective of history and understanding of diverse factors such as the origin of nations and races. See the web page, Proof of Global Flood. The reality of this global hydraulic and tectonic event that was much more than a flood totally transformed the earth. The flood, which was commanded by Noah, a friend of Yah, cleansed the earth of a generation that was corrupt and serving Satan, in much the same way that the present generation is corrupt and serving Satan. This provided an opportunity to start again. The reality that a man and his three sons and their respective wives were the only human beings to survive the flood, that all species of land animals and birds were preserved, and that vast amounts of knowledge, experience, technical resources were also preserved in the survival vessel, you will know this as the Ark, is the most significant proof that the Almighty Creator was involved in this event and that it was a judgment. Understanding the flood opens the door to understanding that nothing on the surface of the earth took place millions or billions of years ago. The surface of the earth was mashed up 4,500 years ago beyond all recognition of what existed previously. See the book Dead Men's Secrets by Jonathan Gray, available on Amazon, for insight into the world before the event. The goal, a deep personal relationship with the Creator. The goal of this life, therefore, is to become a friend of the Creator, failing that, a committed servant, and enjoy life with Him, share life with Him, learn from Him, and represent Him on earth. In return, He will bless you, heal you, give you wisdom to get wealth, give you favor with other human beings, etc. If you succeed, you will be granted to sit on a throne in heaven for eternity, with great authority, great esteem, great honor, great glory, and rule some part of the universe forever. It is possible that you may not qualify as a friend, which is the highest rank, but you will have the opportunity to qualify as a wise steward, the most junior rank of those who please the Almighty, or slightly more senior, a good and faithful servant, or more senior still, an overcomer, a more junior position to that of friend, but also on a throne in heaven, with great prestige, esteem, and glory, and authority. If you are filled with Father's Spirit, and continue to worship people or objects such as Jesus, Buddha, the Bible, or the Quran, you can still make it into heaven, but until you worship and strive to become friends with the Almighty directly, your access to His deep wisdom and to serve in greater ways will be limited. If you believe but do not qualify for the above ranks and never get filled with Father Spirit, men and women can still qualify as a foolish virgin, a term that applies to men and women equally. If you are filled with the Spirit of the Almighty but worship Jesus and or the Bible or engage in similar sins, you can qualify as an adulterous wife. Again, a term that applies to men and women equally. At least you will still make it into heaven. As a committed believer, it is yours to walk in divine health, divine protection, divine wisdom, divine prosperity, divine peace, etc., and have a deep personal relationship with the Creator in this life and great rewards in the life to come. Once you've conquered sin in your life and climbed close to the top of the mountain, it is also yours to command considerable authority in the spiritual realm, such that in consultation with the Almighty, you can pray and situations on earth can be changed. That is the way to achieve world peace. Folks, if you can visualize a situation in which there are hundreds, thousands, maybe more people who are close to the top of the mountain, who are true friends of the Almighty, who are praying for dramatic things to happen on earth in unison, the situation on earth can change rapidly. I'll continue with this next week. Again, I would encourage you to go to the website right at the top of the menu. It refers to the video. Click on that page and you'll find the YouTube link there. Encourage you to watch the whole video. Really, really important message. The most important message that I've ever made in any shape or form. Father says it's the most important message that's been created for a very, very long time. So let's just take a slight tangent here. What is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him? Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I want to just make a point there. Father is friendly towards those who are close to Him. So He can be your friend. There's a big difference between Him being your friend and you being His friend. In order to be His friend, you have to get completely free of sin. You have to get near the top of the mountain. You need to get rid of your wrong doctrines and your wrong thinking. You need to start to understand the way He thinks and what's important to Him and want to pray His will on earth, not your will. Then He may call you friend. Big difference. And that's what you should be aiming for. That is the reason you're on earth, is to be His friend. And I encourage you to go for it. Some key documents on the main menu of the website. First of all, the video I've mentioned before at the top of the menu, Why Seek Relationship, most important in capital letters. This is the most important message I've created. In 5 web pages, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page, and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. If you have a specific topic you're looking for, the Google search in the right-hand sidebar is pretty powerful. It's full Google functionality. The keyword cloud is a big alphabetical listing of keywords, also worth browsing if you're not sure what you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, that's so important. So many of people are saying Jesus is coming soon. If you want Yeshua, Jesus, to return when He's scheduled to return, which is at the end of the millennium in 983 years from now, roughly, May, you need to become a friend of Yah. He needs you to become His friend. He wants you to become His friend. It's what you were created for. It's your destiny. It's your purpose. It's the only thing that matters. Nothing else matters at the end of the day. You're going to have to live for eternity with the decisions you make around this topic. Now that you've heard about it, you are without excuse. I urge you to go for it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night. Goodbye. Father, I